I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. George W. Bush is causing a stir in Britain today with his new memoir. The book is called Decision Points. It came out today, and the former president has been making the rounds. In an interview with a British newspaper, Mr. Bush defended allowing the use of waterboarding. He described it as a legal interrogation technique that saved lives both in the U.S. and in the U.K. But as The World's Laura Lynch reports, many in Britain don't see it that way.
George Bush came roaring back into British consciousness today with just a few simple phrases. For a start, he told both NBC and the Times of London newspaper the same thing. Waterboarding, which simulates drowning, isn't torture, it isn't illegal, and this is why.
Because the lawyer said it was legal. He said it did not fall within the Anti-Torture Act. I'm not a lawyer, but you got to trust the judgment of people around you, and I do. I will tell you this, using those techniques saved lives. My job was to protect America, and I did.
And when Bush was asked whether he personally ordered the use of waterboarding against accused 9/11 planner Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the former president was succinct. Damn right, he said. Bush, ever the divisive figure here, stirred up debate on radio call-in shows today.
Every time I watch the pictures of the planes crashing into the World Trade Center, my blood runs cold. I don't care if somebody sits down with a pair of pliers and a blunt and a pair of scissors to gain that, the information that had stopped that ever happening again.
You know, I think that George Bush should be taken to The Hague or tried against the Geneva Convention or whatever it might be because he has committed a crime.
I wonder how much credibility we can put into George Bush's statements. A bit condescending and arrogant.
Bush repeated assertions that the use of waterboarding foiled attacks on Heathrow Airport and the Canary Wharf Business District in London. But a former senior official cast doubt on that claim. Kim Howells was a minister in the Foreign Office under Tony Blair.
Where I doubt what President Bush has said is that this, what we regard as torture, waterboarding, actually produced information which was instrumental in preventing those plots coming to fruition and murdering people, if you like.
The government here does classify waterboarding as torture. Bush's words today infuriated Conservative Member of Parliament David Davis.
He talks about being mortified about what he termed false intelligence that led to the war in Iraq. You know where that false intelligence came from? A large part of it came from the torture of Mr. Al-Libi and then the illegal rendition thereafter. And that's the problem with torture. People under torture tell you what you want to hear.
Bush's frank admission that he directly authorized waterboarding is prompting some human rights activists to suggest the former president could be arrested if he travels to countries that have ratified the UN Convention Against Torture. Tim Porteous is the UK director of Human Rights Watch. He says if a case can be built against the former president, it's in the interests of global justice for him to stand trial.
It is torture. There's no two ways about it. And instead of trying to justify it, George Bush should be repudiating it, and he should understand that the use of torture and the authorization of torture by the United States government has done huge damage to America's reputation around the world.
If Bush's robust defense rekindled some anger here, some of his other remarks may make things worse. In the newspaper interview, the former president said he didn't really care too much about British public opinion, both during the Iraq War and now. It doesn't matter how people perceive me in England, he said. It just doesn't matter anymore. And frankly, at times, it didn't matter then. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, in London.